Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You know, performing arts, how have the performing arts survived? What have they done during this period? And joining me on the line right now is Dirk Badenhorst. He's the director of Mzansi Ballet. Morning, Dirk. How are you?
Hi, Lindy. Thank you very much. I'm fine. Thank you
no,
very much.
No, it's not Lindy. It's Kathy. You were speaking to Lindy before.
Oh, sorry, Kathy.
How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you very much. Yeah, we're busy with the show, and it's been a hard struggle to keep on going all the time.
Yes.
But it's been going well.
How have you survived?
Well, first, when we had the International Ballet Competition in July, that went online.
Yes.
And actually did exceptionally well. We had more entries, more viewers around the world. So that had gone really, really well. And then towards the end of the year, we started thinking, because they were opening theaters, allowing events with a certain amount of people to happen. So we were talking to Peter Turin and said, let's do something for Christmas. So mid-October, we finally, towards the end of October, actually, we decided, yes, the theater is open. Yes, we are going to do the Queen show, and we're going to have 200 people in the theater. And that's what we did. So we put the cast together. We rehearsed it, and we kicked off. And the first week went really, really well with 200 people. Yeah. And then the Monday after we opened, the president called us to order and said, we can only have 100 people. So we are now playing to 100 people, all really, really socially distanced. Nobody sits behind anybody. Nobody sits in front of anybody. When you arrive at the theater, the doors are open, so you go straight to your seat. The seats, the aisles, the rails are all sanitized all the time. We've even taken out the intervals so that there's even less opportunity for social interaction and not adhering to the social distancing rules. And so it's going on, and we've been very, very fortunate that we've had 100 people at the shows for most of our shows now. And we still run until the 3rd of January at the Peter Turin Theater. We have a show at 5 o'clock this afternoon. And it's really lovely, because last night as well, in the finale, the dancers appear on stage with Christmas paraphernalia on their heads. And it just kind of, at least we're trying something to earn an income, something to keep a positive spirit. And we've partnered with Waiting in the Wings, an initiative started by Megan Carlson and Owen Lonsar, where they try and give some money to artists who are currently out of work. So we are doing an online show of the Queen show first, at the end of December, 31st of December till the 4th of January, so people can buy tickets for that. And 10% goes to Waiting in the Wings. Mm-hmm. And then the 14th to the 18th of January, we're doing the International Ballet Gala with stars from around the world and some of the winners in July. And that's on, and again, 10% of those ticket sales go to the Waiting in the Wings. And it's just all trying to keep everything going at times where it sometimes just feel like it's so heavy and it's so spreading, and we are living in such strange times that we just feel that we have to resist in some way. I said to somebody last night that ballet and dance is not often thought of as protest theater, but in some way I'm feeling that we are protesting, that this thing that's just coming in this big wave across us and over us, we are at least trying a little bit to try and overcome it. So that's what's happening. And the show is beautiful. The audiences all love it. We have standing ovations at the end of the show. And the audience love being at live theater. You know, you mentioned bucket lists, and that's what they do want to get out. And we are all aware, and we are all afraid of the virus. So we all with masks and everything, but people love being at live theater. There is just something really special about the immediacy of sitting in a theater, the beautiful lights, the beautiful costumes, the
dancers. And the energy of the performance.
The energy is incredible. Absolutely. Yeah. And And it's such a symbiotic relationship between the performers and the audience, because the one inspires the other. And that's so, so important for us to all do at this stage, is to, as I say, just hang in there. Just keep on going. You know, my little personal motto is to never give up. And certainly this is what we are attempting. So that's where we are at. And the dancers are beautiful. We have a really beautiful cast. And the music of Queen is just, I probably in 100 years, 200 years, we'll still be listening to Queen.
Okay, so Dirk, it's really, really wonderful. Dirk, tell us about the actual show. So it's called The Queen Show. Is this ballet to the music of Queen?
It's ballet and contemporary to the music of Queen. And it's a song list that includes a few unknowns. There's a thing called Melancholy Blues. There's a song called Bijou that I've never heard of before. Michael and Angela Reeve, who choreographed the show for us, and asked to do it. And I said, okay, let's go for it. And then they came up with a playlist for me to kind of okay in the end. And it's just beautiful songs. So we have some of the typical, the show opens with Barcelona. It has Don't Stop Me. It has Another Beautiful Day. It has Love of My Life. The finale is I Was Born to Love You. So there are really some of the typical Queen songs. There's a few that's not there. We Will Rock You, for instance, is not in the show. And the dynamic of the show is really beautifully done. So there's some beautiful highs and then some gentler, softer moments, and then some really, really fun and funky things. So it's a really great family outing. And I think it's something that people should still consider doing. We've had to put in a few extra shows because of the reduction of numbers of people that can actually attend. And so, yes, that's what we're doing. And as I say, we never give up.
Dirk, what about people who would love to support you, but they themselves are high risk, so they're not going to take the chance and go to the theater? How did they access the show?
So that is the online show that we have. And so they can watch that. They can purchase tickets either through the ticketing website, TIXA, so www.tixsa.co.za, or they can go to our new app, which is called Art of Live, and you can buy the tickets for the current live show even on it, and you can buy the tickets for the both of the online shows that are happening, of the Queen Show and of the Gala, both on there. And that's how people can support. And people in Johannesburg, outside of Johannesburg, in the rest of the country, in the rest of the continent, in the rest of the world can actually watch it and support it. And I think this is what we need people to understand, is that we need as much support for the artists as we can give them. And so, yeah, if people can spread the word about the online show as wide as possible and go to either, as I say, the Art of Life app, which is one word, and you can get it either in the iStore or in the Google Play Store, or you can go straight to tixa.co.za and you can purchase your tickets there. I was speaking to friends in Switzerland yesterday, and they are actually buying it for some of their clients. So they have bought a number of tickets that their clients can then view at their leisure between the 31st of December until the 4th of January for the Queen Show and the 14th to the 18th of January for the Gala. And that's really what people can do. And it really, really helps the artists because, as you had mentioned right at the beginning, it's tough times. We don't get much government support for the arts, and particularly in these tough times. And so we try what we can and we do what we can.
What I love is that by going online, you are actually opening up your market internationally. Everyone around
Absolutely.
The world can attend a performance. Dirk Badenhorst, thank you very much for speaking to me this morning, and just wish you all the best with the show. And for
Thanks,
the future.
Kathy, and have a really, really good festive season to you and all your listeners and all the families.
Thank you so much, and to you and your family too. God bless. Take care. Bye-bye. That's Dirk Badenhorst. He is the director of Mzansi Ballet. Yeah, there's another industry, another sector of the economy that has really, really been very, very hard hit by COVID.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.